The first one, I would say, the first science fiction piece of science fiction, I think, has had the single most significant impact on culture. By impact on culture, I don't mean buying Star Wars apparel or TARDIS lunchboxes. Although Doctor Who bids fair to be something that really has influenced the way people think. I'd say Atlas Shrugged is the most influential work of science fiction.
You don't mean that in a good way, though.
No, I mean that in a very, very bad way. Atlas Shrugged is a book by Ayn Rand, which runs over 1,000 pages, and it is paper-thin cardboard characters yapping speeches out about the horrors of collectivism and government and how only rugged individualists acting entirely on their own can save anything. In the end, the world is destroyed, etc. But it's a science fiction novel. It has death rays in it. It has invisible shields. It has magic metal. It has, as I recall, an engine or a motor that can pull electricity directly from the air. And if you take any of these things out, the whole story collapses. Ergo, it is by definition a work of science fiction. Mm-hmm. It's also an apocalyptic work of science fiction because the world at the end is destroyed or it is shut down. It has influenced more libertarian assholes than I care to think about. Paul Ryan pounds his staff on the head and forces them to read it. Rand Paul, who wasn't named for Ayn Rand, but kind of sort of thinks that maybe he was, is another Randite jagoff. There's a whole panoply. The half of the right wing of this country or more think of themselves as Ayn Rand. The worst right-wing websites once Barack Obama was elected is told everyone to go Galt. Yeah. It didn't work because they have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. But there's a joke about, you know, the Lord of the Rings and Atlas Shrugged. One of these is a fairy tale about a strange land full of weird creatures that 13-year-old boys obsess over. And the other one has hobbits in it. I've read Atlas Shrugged. I've read Atlas Shrugged a couple times because I was a 13-year-old boy at one point. But I would say that it has had the most significant negative impact when you think of the fact that one of her acolytes was Alan Greenspan, who has had a substantial effect both on our economy and our conversation about economics, right up to the point where all the banks failed.
Yeah,
and he said, "Oops." Sorry about that. It had a horrifying impact on us, and it continues to do so. So that's number one on my list off the top of my head.